Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 to 26. And we're covering the subject of areas to still grow in, and this is a physical earth suit general need, right? So the reality is all of us have come from different backgrounds, different situations. We've had different challenges throughout our lives. We've lived for quite some time. And the truth is we've had so many experiences, so many encounters with people who have been good and people who have not been good. Some of us have had encounters with spiritual entities and things like that that have been quite frightening. Just about all of us, hopefully, have had an encounter with Jesus. And hopefully all of us have had an encounter with Holy Spirit, and that this is an ongoing encounter, right? Well, the reality is that your physical earth suit is part of the deal of growing you. And it's an interface into this world to come across and touch things that are really bad and to recognize that things are not good and that you should stay away from them. It's to have this experience so that when you one day do not have your earth suit, you will still recognize that spirit because you picked up that spirit operating in another person, or you saw the outcome of what happens when that person did certain things or had a different attitude and things started to go wrong. All these different experiences, you may not remember the individual experiences, but you will certainly recognize the spirits that operate, right? Now, you have a decision to make. The first decision is to believe that you, in fact, are the spirit. You are a spirit. Your physical earth suit is definitely not going to make it out off this planet. Even if you go into space, it can stay in the physical realm, right? Doesn't matter where your physical earth suit winds up terminating. It doesn't matter where you are when you get removed from your physical earth suit. Your physical earth suit is gone. It's no good after that, right? Now, it is part of what you have to grow into. There's a whole DNA sequencing of all sorts of strange things that take place. Only 2% of your DNA is the DNA that's encoded because it's static. The other 98% is dynamic. It's forever changing and shifting and shuffling. People don't know what it's doing, right? They don't understand what's happening. We don't. People don't, and we ourselves don't. We don't know what our DNA is doing, what is going on, but we do know that Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Right? And what does that mean? It means there's a process of getting your spirit from one state when you were first created all the way through to when you are ready to start your eternal journey. And for each of us, that's at a different age, right? For the stillborn child, that was the end of the physical journey. Not for the spiritual journey, but they had achieved everything that God wanted them to achieve, and now they moved on, right, into that spiritual realm. But for physical people who are older, you also don't know when your last day is. You could have 2 minutes left from this second, and you wouldn't know it, right? Nevertheless, your spirit is learning. It's learning to identify spiritually what's going on through the physical environment and through the emotions, right? And this is where the ladies are a great help to the men. They will pick up on emotions that are going on. And remember, emotions are a signature for a spiritual entity that's operating, right? Now, when you like something, all that liking something means is that you have gotten used to the presence of a spirit and it has become comfortable. So if you like drinking too much alcohol, you've experienced this spirit of indulgence and alcoholism, and you are comfortable with it, and so you keep it around. And so you remain an alcoholic. And by the way, these spirits make sure that you do not recognize that you are having that problem. Because the minute you recognize that you've got a problem, you're going to want to fix the problem. So they will, in a sense, anesthetize you to the fact that you, in fact, have a problem. Which is why we pray for one another, right? We pray that the scales will come off so we can each see what's really going on. Now, when you understand that your physical earth suit is this interface, and that these spirits are operating in such a way that they are going to cause you to experience things, that's when you say to yourself, okay, well, if I'm learning and this is who I am and this is the reason why I'm experiencing these things, then I understand the purpose of my earth suit. It is that interface that I'm going to use to actually learn things so that when I leave this earth suit, I understand better what's going on. Because remember, the world you're going to go into doesn't have the physical stuff around you to use as an understanding. You need to develop spiritually to be able to recognize things, right? And it's really interesting because your physical earth suit can get bumped, bashed, beaten. You can be physically raped. You can, all these terrible things can happen to your earth suit, but it's not happening to you. What's happening is that you are seeing the experience that your earth suit goes through as a consequence of you getting into spaces and not listening to the spirit talking to you and not paying attention to the spiritual environment going on around you. And then you go, you know what? I don't want that to happen again. And it's not about, I'm not going to go to that place again. It's more about, I need to pick up that spirit before I get into that situation. And I need to recognize that I need to walk away, right? Or run, whatever the case is. And obviously I need to pray first, and I need to actually spend time with the Lord, right? So, let's start from the beginning. So, this is Paul writing a letter to the Galatians, right? I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We've just spoken about the flesh is your earth suit, right? Your physical earth suit. And by the way, it includes your brain and all your chemical reactions and everything else that goes on within your physical side, right? That's your flesh. And he makes it clear that this flesh has its own desires. It has its own lust, its own wants to experience things, right? Its own place of comfort. All of these things, that's it. That's this machine that you live in. But it's not you. It's not you, right? But left to itself, this machine can do terrible things. Now that's just left to itself. But that's not the only problem that you're trying to sort out, right? Well, verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. And that's capital S Spirit, so it's against God. And the Spirit against the flesh. Right? As you're developing as a baby in the womb, right, you are growing and you are developing, but the womb itself is still contained. And you are pushing against it. It's pushing back because mother's belly doesn't just allow you to have free rein and do whatever you want. No, it becomes more and more constricted as you develop, right? And you get more and more of this pressure and you're having to force your arms and force your legs and force, you know, you start kicking out here, there, and all that sort of thing. And you're developing within that environment. Well, the same thing is going on now with your spirit developing, but your physical earth suit and this desires of the world and the lusts and all these other things are pressuring against you, and you've got to push back, right? You've got to push back. So there's this constant pressure, etc. That's amazing. My wife and I had some friends around, this is a long time back, but they brought their 6-month-old baby in a soft ring that they can lie on, and they also had a little toddler, right? Now this 6-month-old was lying on its stomach, and it was trying so hard to get up or move, and it was trying to push itself up, and it was really niggling, and eventually was crying. Mother didn't do anything, just let it carry on its own, and then eventually it was really, really, really upset and really sad, and it was crying badly. And then the mother went, picked it up, calmed it down, held it for a little bit, and then put it back down again. Right? Why did the mother do that? Because she knows it must develop its strength. It must develop its strength. And to do that, it's got to be pushing against the ground and all the rest of it. And then the toddler was walking from one couch to the next, and but you know, constantly falling back on its nappy because it was really still trying to get this right. So it wasn't really walking. Well, in a sense, it was walking, but it wasn't walking more than one or two steps and would fall back down. But then, while the two women were talking, this little toddler suddenly fell forwards towards the corner of a glass table. The mom just shot her hand out and put her hand between this toddler's head and the glass corner and just popped her back onto its nappy, onto its bottom. So it didn't recognize the danger that it was in. The mother did, but just popped it back, and then baby got back up again. Now, I'm recognizing that the Lord's talking to me about this, right? I'm saying, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And the Lord says these words to me. Satan is to a Christian what gravity is to these children. And the more I thought about it, the more I suddenly realized we are to overcome. But we're going to have these experiences whereby we're going to experience this and experience that, and it's not going to work. Whatever the case is, we're going to keep on trying. And that's the whole point. Right? It's not there because Satan's going to overcome us. Gravity doesn't overcome children. Children learn to overcome gravity. And that's the same with us, right? So we carry on reading. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Right, so, these things that have just been mentioned, These are the natural state of your earth suit. Your earth suit is naturally inclined to do all of these things. Right? Most of the time, because it's trying to survive. But it can also get proud, it can get all these other things in them, it can seek out status and various other things. All of that is something to do with your earth suit. Well, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And by the way, it's interesting here, because the word used here is love. But if you go to 1 Corinthians 13, it speaks of charity. Now, it's also the same word, actually, it's love. But love has three states, right? It has agape, which is selfless, sacrificial love. Then you get eros, which is erotic love. And then you get phileo, which is friendship love. Now, when it talks about love here, because we're talking about God and we're talking about the Spirit, it is sacrificial love. It is giving of yourself. And that closest word in English is charity. So, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So yes, your physical earth suit is going to want stuff. It's going to have things that it really likes. But it's an earth suit. It's not you. You really must not allow your earth suit to run on autopilot while you sit there on the couch and do nothing. You need to take it by the scruff of its neck and tell it to get in line. And so easily are we that we want to actually just relax. Well, what does it mean to relax? It means to let go of the steering wheel. And when your car drives into all sorts of other things and breaks stuff and hurts other people, oh no, it's just relaxing. No, 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 that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You have to remain in control of your earth suit all the time, 24/7. You go to bed at night and you pray. And you're praying that God works with you through the night and protects you. And when you wake up in the morning, you wake up and you say thank you. You say good morning. And as you're waking up, you're taking this earth suit by the scruff of its neck, and you're taking the steering wheel, and you are in control. And the result of you being in control is that you should be showing these, and probably others too, and they should be growing within you, right? In other words, they should be becoming more and more prevalent in everything that you're doing. So you should become more and more like this all the time. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. In other words, you're going to put up with a lot of nonsense. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All right? Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Well, living in the Spirit means Jesus lives within us. We live within Jesus. We live within God, right? We are one with Him, right? If we live in the Spirit, that's all capital S, by the way. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Again, capital S. It means that there's no time, that we are operating as an earth suit. There's no time that we are operating as an earth suit. We are always operating as the spirit. An earth suit is being controlled and made to obey God's word as it lives within your heart, right? Verse 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Vainglory. You as a Christian can want to be a better Christian than somebody else. You are not supposed to try and be a better Christian. You're supposed to try and be you. Everyone is unique. Everyone has been made unique. God has got a specific purpose and need for you to be who you are. You are here on this earth for a reason, and you need to be you. You can't be somebody else. Now, Satan can't stop you by pulling you into all these other things that your earth suit desires. He's going to cause you to go for these other things and not be the you God sent here for the purposes God sent you here. So long as he can derail your purpose, he's going to get you messing up in everybody else's space. You see, if I'm doing the wrong thing, then number one, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. And number two, I'm doing something that somebody else is supposed to have been doing because God wanted them to do it. So I mess up two things. I mess up my own and I mess up somebody else's. Right? I need to say, Lord, I'm unique. How did you make me? What did you make me for? How are you going to use me? And I need to constantly be pulling this earth suit into the place that it needs to go. Yes, it's an earth suit, so I need it. Right? I can't stay on this planet without it. So, yes, I need it. But it needs to obey and do what I know God is saying I need to do. And that's a journey, right? The journey is discovering all that God wants you to be. So if you look at your life and you say, well, what do I have? Do I have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and by the way, there's others, of the good that God wants? Then that's great. But if I've got these others that are earth suit related, then that's not good. Then that's not good. And I need to go and discover, why is it that I am choosing to allow my earth suit to continue to do what it's doing? Now, it may be a case of, well, I get such terrible migraine headaches when I don't do whatever. Well, understand something. Those evil spirits can cause your earth suit to experience things like headaches, like tiredness, like so many other things. Because it's an earth suit. It's in Satan's kingdom. It can experience all those things. It doesn't mean that it's getting to you. And just because your earth suit is having all these challenges does not mean that you need to listen to it. Yes, if it is saying, well, I'm cut here and need to put some kind of stitches in or whatever, obviously that's fine. Right? Getting into a place that gets you all cut up is probably not intelligent. But you get cut, yes, you need to do something about it. But there's a difference between that and going past the fridge every 5 minutes and eating and then wondering why you are so heavy and overweight and in danger in terms of your health. Right? And if you're going to get into a situation, understand that you're going to need to get out of it. And to get out of it is often going to require that you're going to have to overcome your earth suit going through detoxification. Right? And if you're on drugs, you've got to go through rehabilitation or whatever. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, then Make your keywords in the second column and score yourself in the right. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.